given up. Well, if you have, this is not the season to do that. The Lord, He sees us, and He knows that we're tired, and He knows that we need a refreshing. He's on His way, and we know that God's got our back. If you don't know, let me enlighten you.
Healing and deliverance. Just begin to see it. And then look beyond even that and begin to look at the thousands upon thousands of people that are tuned in this morning that we get a chance to be able to share service with, and the Lord is able to minister to their hearts and to their minds and over their situation. And then I want you to begin to think about what God has done for you over the past year. How he's kept you and how he's delivered you and set you free and brought you through some hard times and turned them into good times. I'm not going to keep you up here long. I know it's hot in this life. Now just begin to sing it. Glory to God. Help me out, Jess. Begin to sing it.
Glory to God. Glory.
Glory to God. freedom. Come on.
Because they don't know what waiting on the opportunity to bring out something horrible. If that was the case, Jesus never would have died on the cross for us. But he did. And the word is that God so loved the world that he gave us. He gave us. So you don't have to look for God to do something bad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. God is saying, I want you to trust me.
Oh, yeah.
somebody walking at this time. You know, or the 11th, the 7th of the Lord. Thank you, Lord God. There's a release of healing. Jumping back and forth. The enemy, sir, hallelujah, Lord God, bursting out of this. Someone struggling with something in your foot. I'm crying out to God. It might be just a simple annoyance that has to be in, or it may be not showing that. But you need for God to show up. You know what? Because you're in the season that I talk about. If I look like I'm a fall, just let me fall today, okay? Young boy, Lord says that it looks like you're in a lean area, but actually you're in a well area. As you may see, times are responsible. Your leaders doesn't give any indication of what I'm doing. I call down on your flesh and nothing that cannot strain for God. I'm
there was, there won't be a measure. Lord, I'm completely submerged. I'm completely submerged in your body.
I know you're not going to do it. I know you're not going to do it. I started hearing the Lord send it
would let sacred things be touched by unclean hands. God says, behold, I do a new thing. Blessings of the Lord, I hear you speak about the blood and the blessings and the wash over my feet. Take a deep breath, Lord, because I'm sending a precious expression, spirit expression, into the house and falls like this. And yet, I don't know you, but I need to stay there on that road with Lynette. You came with Lynette. I don't know about it. Yes. Lord, saying that you're not saying it. I'm not telling you to join the church or anything, but asking for a strong commitment and a deep breath. You want to do something in you that you never experienced before. I used to feel like I don't want to teach it just another place, another level. And Lord, I'm beginning to put things in place in order. Your boyfriend, I was thinking in our heart, that's like when you're going to get married, when you're going to get married, so I want you to know that he's not coming out of that flesh and say, but it's the Spirit of the Lord, the presence of the Lord says, I have a need of you. He wants to use your life. So when people say that a lot, that's when people automatically think that the Lord is saying, I'm calling you to preach, I'm calling you to teach. So he's saying, I need your ear, and I need your heart. So that you'll move when you hear me say move and do as I'm asking you to do. You got me. Okay. So right there, just between you and the Lord, you know, if you haven't already given me yet, you are. I speak the blessings over your life. I speak you into your next. So come here. Let me hear. I'm going to do anything to embarrass you. I'm going to do it to God. Hallelujah. I speak you into your next. So you can do it and you speak of life. I speak the blessings of the Lord on you and your heart. I speak the blessings of the Lord. May God put you into a place that is unique in Him. Lord, I'm bringing promotion to your life. Green portion of this place.
I jokingly said, even if everybody in this
sure, of course, you can stand up on the choir on platform and see. And we come back down to the preaching. So that's what we got there. And so we don't stand behind me. If you were singing, I was still going to say, see? But that would be so weird when people come in and we all stand up on the platform singing and I'm like, just trust me. Just trust me on the vocal cords. Trust me. I know what I'm doing.
Just like each other as much as you can. Maximum. I've
Lord will choose which one. I love it. It says that the Lord selected the one that will be the sacrifice. And the other goat was Paul, the scapegoat, which was the goat that escaped. But listen to this. The goat that escaped was actually the goat that was brought in, and all the sins of the people were laid upon that goat. And then what they would do is they tied this red rag around the goat's neck, and they would escort it out from the city. And it was said that, not in the word, but through theological writings, it said that it was escorted at least about 10 miles out. And then it just went on its way. But that goat carried still all the sins of the people. And then the other goat was sacrificed. And so I was looking at it and I was saying, Lord, that's why the woman would come. Was because she knew who you were. I mean, like, knew who you were, like, you took on our sin. And when the goat would leave town, that meant that everything that the people had done wrong, those sins, were wiped on it and it went away. But it was out there somewhere. Well, then this, Jesus was the lamb that died and the one that bore all sins, just played the role of both. Instead of my sin is just being lingering somewhere where I'm always condemned and feeling guilty, roaming around, wondering if it's going to make its way back into town. He died when we became whole by the shedding of his blood. We're trying to go around Jesus in church. And we talk about everything else. About the blessings, the love, and mercy, but cannot escape Jesus. I want you to get this thing here today. That he is the one that brings us to the place to do it. He's the one that gives us the right to come back into the holy place. He's the one that washes us clean. And so when he says that you're forgiven, you're forgiven. When he says that you are washed and made whole, washed and made whole. This is a time where we can celebrate this. Not just go into some ritualistic ceremony. Jesus on the cross and a Christmas blaze or Easter blaze, I'm sorry, with the flame baked blood running, or even in the moments that we have our encounter at communion. We should celebrate him every day. Because he was the lamb that took away all the sins of the world. When you go back and you read it a bit, you see how the law was set up. We didn't have a chance. There was no way for us to be fully atoned, completely atoned of all of our sins, except for Jesus. He's perfect. He took my sin and your sin. And so when we're here in the house of the Lord, God brings us to be able to hear, to come to deeper understanding of who he was and is and what he has done for us. And then out of that place, we do the works of the Lord. Out of that place, we preach the gospel. Out of that place, we teach the gospel. Out of that place, we sing worship. Out of that place, we tell others about Jesus. It's out of that place. Because without him, you would still be considered guilty. And when you die, you would not have had right. You would not have had right. To life eternal. I know we become kind of numb when we start talking about Jesus. Oh, but the eyes were glazed over as if he was an afterthought. We become after the blessing. He is the blessing. He is the reason we live. And he is the reason that we shall have life and have it eternal. And so right where you are, I want you to just get to tell the Lord, I thank you, from a real place. Just try to get it in your head. Before it was lambs and it was sheep and goats and bulls. But Jesus died on the cross for us. It was just like that happening. It was just like the goats and the lambs that were killed, except when he was the perfect one. And he took on everything that they would have taken on. So when you're saying, I trust Jesus, you're saying, I trust that what you did at Calvary is sufficient. And that's why I serve. That's why I serve. That's why I said. That's why I said. No one else would have done it. No one else could have done it for you. I love the fact that the two goats look so much alike. But God said, this one is perfect enough to taste the sin. This one is. This one looks like it is. But this one is. This one is. That was a high priest that was able to, not to the degree that Jesus did. We couldn't be good enough. There wasn't a sacrifice great enough. When the songwriter said, you paid it all, truly, he paid it all. He paid it all. So today we want to celebrate that we understand this to be all that we need, and that we won't take it for granted anymore. We thank him for this do-over. We thank him for this new place in you. We thank him for what he is doing. We thank him that he ushered us out of a pasture where the grass is all dried up. We stomped over, we've eaten over, and now he is allowing us to enter into a new season, a fresh season. And because we're grateful for what he has done, we will not mistreat this opportunity. We're hoping. Small place, but a large opportunity. Small place, but a great opportunity. Dear Father, I thank you for what you've done for us today here in this place. I thank you, Lord God, that you are brought your son to die for us. He rose, and he's here at the right hand, making intercession for us still. But he went not just to go, but he went to prepare a place for us. That where he is, we shall be all. I thank you for the Lamb that takes away the sins of the world. And I thank you for the grace that has rewarded me because of all of the bills begin to think that we can prepare ourselves. To take all of you. All of you know, just begin. Begin. Just begin. Just begin. Thank you. We could have said today, this is all I want to do with you. This is all I don't want to take you any further. But he says, no, I'm going to let it open you up and take you into an even greater world. And I'm getting ready to be the supplier of what you need to do the work. Yeah, well, thanks for school and all that stuff. And I've been impressed about where you are. I can use you greater. And I lay before you where you need it. For the ending of that season. For the birth of a new season. All of the buildings in Christ. All of the buildings. 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 All of the buildings.
Concerning us, then you best believe that he is. We serve an awesome God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So to my brothers, my sisters, let's gut it up, because the outcome is gonna be great.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Quick question, what is your kryptonite? You know, kryptonite, like from the Superman movie. The pieces of krypton that will fall to the earth and then Superman will come in contact with it. Kryptonite. Okay. Small pieces of your past falling into your future, robbing you of your destiny. Kryptonite, what is yours? Is the person down the street you know so conveniently always is willing to remind you of who you used to be before you were redeemed? Or is it the memory of a place where you were broken when you were young? A bad marriage? Bad circumstances? I mean, I don't know. Today, I want you to identify what is your kryptonite. Once you grab hold of it, you reduce it to nothingness. Because the season of living a defeated life is over. It's time for us to live unstoppable lives.
To order Unstoppable You by Regina Johnson, go to Lulu.com, Google Books, and Amazon.